Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Early, he's doing some charity stuff. Actually, it's kind of paying off a charitable event. One of the things they put together, and I've done these many times, they're really cool. You put together auction packages that will be tickets to the game and then the visit down for batting practice and a visit to the booth and all that stuff. It's really cool. So Dave's off doing that here this afternoon, and the rest of the crew here, Rachel, Andrew, me, we'll just take you all the way through to the finish line. And then at 5 o'clock, Redbird Rush Hour. And we will finish Redbird Rush Hour early today. So today it'll be me and Bernie and Matt. We'll take that up to 5:45. And then we're getting right into pregame. So 5:50 pregame, 6:45 first pitch. Cardinals Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays are pretty good. They're pretty good. They've been on a hot streak for the last, I don't know, a couple of weeks. I think I had it on the rundown. They're 10-3 in their last 13. So It's getting a little easier. They're not as good as the Dodgers, but they're still playing great baseball. So it should be a fun 3-game series starting up tonight for the Cardinals and the Blue Jays. Why don't we do some Razor's Edge, Rach? We didn't do this earlier today.
Absolutely. I would love to do Razor's Edge. Can I ask a question first, though? Cardinals don't typically play on Monday nights, do they?
Mondays or Thursdays are off days. So okay. You usually don't get both.
Okay.
And they don't get any this week. Like, they're in a stretch where their next off day is next Monday. So it's either Monday or Thursday, 99 times out of 100. But this stretch right now, they're playing every day. I think it was like 12 games in 11 days or 11 games in 10 days, and then a day off, and then they got another stretch like that. It's just a busy time of year for them.
Cool.
Yeah. So you're right. Mondays are usually, if they're not the only off day, but Mondays and Thursdays are the off days. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. So for Razor's Edge, I thought I would bring up a pretty sore subject. We actually just complained about this in the last hour during headlines. Let's talk about the royal family a little bit.
Yeah, let's go.
So Prince Harry. So he's like kind of removed himself from the royal family, but he's still fun to dunk on because the sense of entitlement is still totally like alive and well with this dude, even though he left the royal family. So they have revealed the cost of his police security lawsuit against the royal family. So they basically removed his police protection whenever he quit the royal family and moved to North America. And he sued the British Home Office twice in 2022 in an effort to reverse the decision to get rid of his police bodyguards. Then he went to the Court of Appeals in 2024 because he lost both attempts. That case also failed back in May. It cost taxpayers in the United Kingdom a total of nearly $890,000. This is according to a FOIA request. So, I mean, we don't live in the UK. It's not our tax money, but it's still fun to get righteously angry on their behalf because of something like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they allow it.
That's true.
They're the ones that, like, we want our traditions and blah, blah. Okay, well, this is part of the price because now you see what happens when you get a bunch of Nimrods in there that aren't going to take care of their business and don't know what they want to do. And, I mean, you could put a stop to it.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing that's never made sense to me, and maybe someone can explain this to me. Prince Harry had been protected by the Metropolitan Police officers all his life, but then he decided to quit being in the royal family.
Yep.
And to move to a different continent. He moved to North America with his wife, Meghan Markle, or Meghan Sussex, as we call her now, and his kids. To me, if I, as a member of the Dave Glover Show, get certain perks for being on the Dave Glover Show, like, let's say I get free Cardinals tickets because I'm on the DGS.
Right.
If I quit the DGS, I don't expect to continue getting those free Cardinals tickets that I got through the DGS. That makes sense, right? Prince Harry wants to quit being in the royal family, but still wants to get all the security as if he's still a member of the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense until you chase it down and you realize, like, oh, he actually just thinks he deserves to have all this money and time and effort spent on him because of his birth. In which case, why didn't he just stay in the royal family? You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like an entitled rich kid acting like an entitled rich kid.
Bro, that's exactly what it is.
This is why I can't stand royalty. Any of it, really, but specifically them. It's like, what did... And again, I think that there are plenty that people in the royal family can do to do good things, right? But you did not earn your position.
Mm-hmm.
You are not chosen by God to be anything. You're born in the right place at the right time to the right people. That's why you're king. That's why you're Prince Harry instead of just Harry. And if you want to do something, go do something. This is a guy that has an immense recognizable face. He has the ability to make millions of dollars doing whatever. The podcast that they just didn't feel like showing up for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have all the means that they need to go make their own way.
Or to pay for their own security. Because I'm not here arguing saying they don't need people protecting them. People are crazy. People go after famous people all the time. He's a level of famous that we kind of can't comprehend. And with that, it does bring like a certain level of danger with it. I get all that. I get why you want the police protection. But you were receiving that protection because you were a part of this family. When you choose to leave, there are consequences for your actions. Yeah. There are plenty of famous people, rich people, what have you, who pay for their own security. It's just a part of their budget. It's just something they do have to buy for themselves.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind, like, the entitlement of, like, yeah, I don't want anything to do with that anymore, but I still want all the perks. I want the taxpayers to foot the bill for this. It's ridiculous. You don't even live in the UK anymore. It's crazy.
I don't get any of it. I mean, I get it. I totally get it. I don't get why anybody thinks it's fine or puts up with it. I just don't. Of course, we put up with stuff here.
We put up with
the super rich just kicking us in our asses all day long, every day. And we're just like, all right. Well, hey, thank you, sir. Can I have another?
Okay, let's switch topics here for Razor's Edge. Thought this was a really interesting article. So some college kids are swearing off smartphones. And it's because they feel like they're addicted to their phones. And the way they describe being addicted to their phone really hit home for me because I have this problem at times. So this kid, Charlie Fisher, college student, says he was addicted to his smartphone. He scrolled on TikTok and Instagram as soon as he woke up in the morning, picked it up to answer text messages between classes, and relied on it as a crutch in social settings. That's kind of my weakness. If I feel awkward, if I feel uncomfortable, I will just look at my phone, right? Then you create this pattern where if you're anxious, you open your smartphone, and then you'll hate yourself for opening your smartphone, which made you more anxious, which makes you want to be on your phone more. I'm not saying I have like a full out smartphone addiction, but I relate to this. I have definitely had moments like this. I think it's really cool that there are, 20 somethings in college right now recognizing these patterns and consciously trying to break them. And they're doing this by things as simple as just like going to Walmart, getting a $20 Nokia flip phone, getting a plan that's just calling and texting. And this kid, Charlie, said for a year he went between a smartphone and the flip phone until eventually he was able to just like pull the trigger and fully ditch his smartphone.
So question for you, and this is not, you won't be reading his mind, but yours. If you were in those situations where there's anxiety and you're not comfortable, and that's when you say you fall back on your phone. If you didn't have your phone, what would you do?
Probably fidget with like my hands and look around.
Or would you even stay?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, too.
I'm just curious because I think there are a lot of potential answers, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you would feel more like forced into a conversation. Or maybe you'd just be like, I'm going home. Or maybe I'm just not going anywhere that I don't feel comfortable because I don't have this fallback mm-hmm. to kind of, I don't know, what would you say the right way to frame it is just to get away from the yeah. anxiousness for a few seconds?
Yeah, it's an escape. Like, yeah, I just thought the way of describing that was so apt because it's like, yeah, you're anxious, so you get on the phone because the phone comforts you.
Right.
But then you realize what you're doing and then you're like, am I really doing this? And that makes you more yeah, anxious and then it's like, oh, I better go deeper into my phone. It's just a vicious cycle sometimes.
I find it fascinating. And I wonder how fast it's going to turn around when you realize you need to get driving directions. Not you.
Yeah,
but
true.
This 20-year-old kid who probably has never seen a map. And look, we all know the stories about the youngest generations not memorizing like street names and where to go because they never have to.
Yeah.
You just pull up your phone and go, I want to go here, boom, and you just follow the directions. So it's not even, to me, it's not a rip on anybody. It's just, this is what you had.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have to be like, yep, turn at the left at the McDonald's, turn right at the 3rd Street, and then one more left. We used to have to memorize and be told, these are the directions. This is how you get there. You had maps, but nobody's going to pull out a map to go 10 minutes across town. So it was always that, like, all right, left on 7 Mile, turn right at the McDonald's. Right after that, there's a right. You turn right there, and it's the 5th house on the left. Like, we're going to go that way. Or is it going to be like, I hate that. I want my smartphone.
Yeah. And you know, when you say that, it makes me wonder like what you didn't have to do that your parents' generation had to do, you know? I will say if I'm very fortunate that I had a smartphone when I moved over here to St. Louis. I am from Southern Illinois. Very rarely would like drive over here. I don't think I would have been able to live over here by myself without the smartphone.
Really?
Yeah, because I just don't have a great sense of direction.
Gotcha.
And I've just really, I mean, the GPS has just helped me survive.
And think about you guys, like your age, because you did come up with technology.
Yeah.
I didn't have the tech that we're talking about until I was probably 30.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we had phones. I had a phone before that. I had a pager before that. But I didn't have a smartphone until I was in my 30s. And I wonder, like, and I'm looking at that generation you're talking about, you know, the 20-somethings, they're 15 years behind you guys where they don't know any of those things.
Yeah.
Not because they're stupid, but because they didn't need to know them.
They didn't have to.
You're totally right, Rach, that there are things that my parents and my dad had to navigate that I never had to worry about.
Yeah.
Because it was there for me. As opposed to, you know, I wouldn't necessarily be something like, you know, driving directions or whatever, but there are absolutely things about, you know, day-to-day life that I didn't have to deal with that my dad did when he was the same age.
I just thought that story was really interesting. These kids, I'm not saying like everyone ditch your smartphones.
No, it is interesting.
Bad for everyone. I'm not saying that. I do think it's cool though that they could recognize like this is becoming a little bit of a problem. I'm going to do something to fix it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He walks further down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
All right, back in on DGS. It is really stupid and painful to realize that that song is 45 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
That song is 45 years old, 1980.
Man, I feel that way a lot whenever we do like Throwback Thursday or Flashback Friday, and I'm like, 34 years ago, blah, 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 in 1991, and then I'm like, that's not possible because I was born in 1991 and I'm a child. So I'm 17 years old. Like, how can this make any sense?
I like when you do the ones that are like 378 years ago. Yeah. Like, those are always fun.
That all seems like nothing. They're all the same.
That's just whatever times.
Anything 1800s and before is all the same.
Yeah.
It could be 1500, 1800, 1200. Those are the same. I was 9 when that song came out.
Yeah.
That was my first album.
Really? That's a cool first
Queen's
album.
The game because of that song. Because every little 9-year-old kid was like, another one bites dust.
And you hate that music.
No, I love rock and roll. I love Queen.
Oh, okay. You just hate everything that sounds like them.
No, not at all. Nothing sounds like Queen but Queen, man.
It's
nothing.
True.
There's nobody else that sounds like that, and there never has been. Which is part of why they're cool. But 45 years ago.
I don't know why I just thought of this, but our conversation sparked it somewhere in my mind. Wheels, have you seen these memes? And it's typically like a young girl, maybe like a Gen Z girl, and she'll be at like the baseball game and she'll post like, hey, if it was me personally, I would hit it out of the park every time, but that's just me. Have you seen these?
No, that's awesome.
They're so good. Like, they're so funny.
That's actually pretty great. Man, what's the one that I've been seeing on TikTok a lot? Oh, it's the... It's a complaint. It's like, why don't guys approach me thing.
Okay.
Have you seen those?
No.
Oh, so it's just usually it's and actually it's been of women of a lot of ages that I've seen doing it. Like, you know, Gen Zs, even like up. I probably wouldn't say I'd seen anybody that's older than a Gen X, but I've seen like grown people pointing this out too. Like, I'm out and I went all through all this trouble and then no guys come up to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the point is of I don't know, asking the question, because it's probably not you. Right. I mean, like, if you're I'm the worst person to ask about dating things because I haven't dated since 1991.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that's when I met my wife. So that was it. That was like, that's end of game. So I haven't done that in a long time. But obviously the world has changed in that regard, where I think I'm going back now. Again, it's early college and high school. It was like, if you. A lot of times, like, I don't know, maybe that one doesn't like me. But like, as an adult, the guys are hitting on women all the time. Like, it was like totally normal. And is it not happening that way now?
Yeah, you know, I'm not quite sure why people post that stuff, because I do believe posing that question to the internet is oftentimes you're like barking up the wrong tree.
You're going to get answers you don't want.
Yeah. And you're going to get a ton of different answers. I think, though, with like the rise of online dating, I think a lot of people
that's a good point.
Kind of stick with that there are plenty of people who still meet in person and still meet in bars and stuff, but a lot of people who are actively looking just kind of keep it to the apps, I think. It's just a way our society has shifted.
Oh, you have a better idea that the person you're trying to go out with might actually be interested.
Right, yeah. You kind of get that out of the way right up front.
Another one bites the dust.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.